Welcome to Real Money Talks. Real strategies from the money makers and the world changers that you can use to make millions, keep those millions, multiply your wealth, and build your team. Here's your host, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View, Laurel Langmire.
Around the world, like, we're all taught to be employees, right? It was a 1933 beginning problem when the industrial age started. We were in the middle of wars. Everybody, like, either went into the military, went into the industrial, you know, businesses. A few leaders, world leading families, or 7 of them that actually led the world back then in a lot of wealth. And only 4 of them have wealth now. The Vanderbilts are not included in that, believe it or not. The Rockefellers are. For sure, that like the number one. And there's a lot of other families, but we all do it the same way. And so what I did at 17 years old to just study money, how do patterns work? It can't be that difficult. Why do some people figure it out? And why most people don't figure it out? Because you're taught the wrong things and you live in this employee mindset. If you need to make money, you need a job. And it's like, no, if you need to make money, you need to look at yourself, look at your skill sets and say, what am I amazing at? And how do I want to serve the world with those gifts? And then you get to it. Like, let's go to work. And I do say the word work, because anybody who's going to say that, you know, this isn't going to take some effort, they're lying to you. They may be easier. Like, well, I would rather go to that place because it's easier. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, because the thing about our team, it's not just me. I've led it. I created the community. And right now we have about 28 financial experts in every category you could imagine to support you to be your best. And here's the big thing. Our teams talk. So somebody said, I want to go get an LLC. Well, you're going to let our team do an evaluation of you and help you assess what kind of LLC you need. Where should you have it? Like, I have a client from Israel. I don't know if he's on tonight. We had a great session this morning. And he said, to me, he said, you know, Laurel, being in a war zone in Israel, he said, like, the money is the banks. It's just getting really, really complicated. And I said, then why don't you work with us closely, like step in further and have a U.S. company here in one of our offices? I mean, it was just like, that's possible. And it's like, yeah. And then, like, you can VPN and there's all sorts of ways, getting phone numbers and emails and just all of it, where he then can look more like an American or Canadian. I said, if you don't want to do America, you go Canada. But our ability to produce is extraordinary, even in the heart of the biggest recession we're going to see. So in the backdrop of all of this, I need you to really, really listen to a podcast. I think we're in the middle of it, right, Steve? Is Harry Dent being run right now? I think we're just finished it last week or 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
Right. So Harry Dent is a world-leading economist. Kelly Korschick's right next to him. I had him on for our big table, which is our community members normally are the only ones. It was so good. He was on for about an hour and a half. We did a multiple podcast. So go ahead and put my podcast link in there. Not going to run around and don't leave here now. But at some time, go download the podcast. It's going to be a while for you to listen to it. And it's startling. What's coming in 2024 is finally going to hit. We've been in a recession since 2022. July actually was the official announcement. Haven't really felt it a lot. You have propped up markets. You got, you know, countries like us printing money like it's water and handing it to people who don't deserve it and don't know what to do with it. So it's been an interesting run. So make sure you grab the podcast and get caught up to what's going to be in front of you. So as you set these goals, I want you to have the backdrop of the economy. Now, we're not going to be the economists of the world in our community. That's not what we do. I bring them to you for education. But what I really do is advocate for you and your family, and where I want you positioned in your goal setting tonight. And by the way, if you have family members, kids, spouses, moms, dads, you should be texting them right now saying, here's a Zoom link. Get on this call right now. So, Steve, if you want to put a quick Zoom link in, how to just join and get in here. You don't want to do goal setting and commitment setting and like what you want by yourself. You want to really be supported. And we are your financial family. Some of you have joined us. Some of you are like on the fence. Some of you are getting to know us. But our goal is to change your conversation in your household. It's not the school's job. It is my job as a mentor guide to you. But it is really a family's job to say, do we want to be a generational family? So let's ask another question. How many of you want to be a generational wealth family? How many of you want that for you and your family? Like, I didn't come from that. I decided when I got pregnant with my son, I was 34 years old, 1999. I said, I'm going to do this different. I don't know how I'm going to do it. So notice that I didn't know how. Some of you are standing still because you're waiting for the how-tos. Then you'll decide if you like the how-tos and if you're willing to do the how-tos, and then you'll go. No, I want it. I don't care what it's going to take. That's commitment. At all costs, I'm going to get me and my children generational wealth like they have never seen. And it's going to change a lot for families around the world. So we are here to change your lives, change your family's life, and give you an opportunity to do what anybody gets to do. Like, it's not just the wealthy or the smart or the whatever that succeed or best-selling authors. It's those who do the systems right. So I want you to write down, if you don't have a journal, by the way, we've been selling these journals. We're going to give a great special on these. They're amazing. They really follow my YouTube channel because I'm on YouTube every day. So Steve, put that link in there. Like, we want you consuming this content. If you're already in the community, which I know a lot of your names are, I hope you've read all these books. And I can tell you, this is a very quick read if you've already read it. You could probably do it the second time in about 3 hours. Consume it. It's got to become part of you. That's the integration to you. And the integrated life challenge is to have you start, like Steve said, living a personal life and a professional life. Living two lives is a lot of work. I mean, one's big enough. So let's merge them together. Let's invite your families in and have one amazing life. And the goal being a legacy family, a generational wealth family, whatever you want to call it. So if we go to the next slide, if you, again, another thing to consume, if you haven't done it, but I'd like you to bookmark my my lead website. You're usually invited, if you come from social channels, you usually land on a landing page, right? You have where there's one offer, there's one thing to do. This is what I call my mothership. This thing is everything. This has our calendar. Notice right away, our calendar is built all the way through at least April, if not some, in some cases, our millionaire intensives are all the way done till December. So you have no excuse to not find our calendar, put it into your calendar. And if you are not a calendaring person, I can tell you it is not a suggestion. It's a mandate. How you spend your time and document your time is critical. We live and breathe by calendars. We live by our company event calendar, and we live by my calendar because I'm driving most of the marketing and most of the messaging. If you just met us, there's a whole like message there. We have a marketplace where you can learn more about that. Our podcast, you can link from our podcast here. You can go to our store and get products here and any of our programs, understand who we are, what we do. And you can always just call us. But if you ever are lost, don't know where to go, all of our marketing, everything is always updated comprehensively here. So bookmark us so you know where to find us all year long. And our invitation is that you really join our community and hit your financial goals, your business goals, and really get integrated. Like, we're excited about this 21-day integrated life challenge. So I have two quiz questions really quick that I want to ask you. Is number one, how many of you actually... like you played the whole 21 days. You played the 21 days. Like you did the challenges, you worked it, and you actually saw some results. And Steve, please put the link. There you go. There's your integrator. That's how they can join. Do you have a quicker, little faster one? Just join or something. He'll get it all done in the background. He's good at that. So you're just saying me, like, I want to know more. Like, yeah, it worked. You saw some results. Good. Awesome, Dana. Perfect. You read the emails and realize that you've done most of them already. Great. So then, Margaret, in those situations, because some of you do come with more, just I'm going to say more training, bigger skill sets, then dig in deeper. And I'm going to give you some tools tonight to dig in deeper, to really dig into those 21 different areas of your life and 21 different possibilities. And then we're going to go deep and deep and deep. And that's where excellence is formed. And most people don't practice enough. They don't repeat enough, which is why they don't stay excellent, right? And I use the words of excellence and success and performance because those are what I have strived for my whole life. And I have that same goal for you. Like Bob Proctor told me when I was 21 years old, he's like, young lady, I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And one day you're going to believe in yourself so much, you'll be shocked. And one day you're going to make more money in a day than you did in the last couple of years. I'm like, oh, aren't you funny? Like, you're so cute, Bob. So that's probably how a lot of you hear when I, like, you know, rave about you. You're like, yeah, sure, we'll see. No, we believe it. And we change lives all the time. We love it. So let's go to some results that happened during the 21-day challenge. In addition to it, we had a second campaign going at the whole time called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So, Steve, let's show that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And our promise, now this is year after year, is that our big charity is that we give back to you, the community members. And so here we go, drum roll. We didn't just do 100,000 this year. We did $211,635.90 is how much was gifted or discounted to you. So if you spun the wheel and you got something that said 20% off or 10% off or a free session or whatever it is, our team is here in the background. And if you would like them to call you to help execute what you won, but you didn't know how to go get it or you lost the link or whatever happened, our phone number, I'll go ahead. So one of you guys out there, Austin, Steve, put it in. But 775. Yep, there it is. 588-9200. And just talk to our team and say, hey, I won this thing when I spun the wheel and I didn't know how to execute it. So can you help me get it done? And like, I don't want to just say that it was given away. I want you to have executed the thing you got. We were doing massive games. I only have 900 games left and I'm not going to reprint them. It's been a very long journey of producing that game and keeping it alive since 2007 is when my Millionaire Maker game. So if you want one, you probably need to go get it off of our store or go back. We're going to keep the wheel alive and pray that you can win a huge discount. I think it's what, Steve, how much discount did we give off the game? Was it 50%, 60%?
Yeah, it was a 50% discount.
I mean, you're not going to find it any cheaper than that. So grab the game because you're not going to have it again. The next 900 people or families are going to get them. And then that's it. The only way maybe you might get it is somebody sells it on Craigslist or eBay. Now, here's what we're going to do tonight as an extra bonus for all of you that are staying to the end of the call. At the end of the call, 10 of you amazing folks are going to earn and qualify for a $7,500 scholarship. So we're going to give away another $75,000 as part of our gifting and giving to our community. Now, we do other things with other organizations and other things like that, but we love doing it. And so, again, like if you want, Harold, was that Harold? Yeah. I'm going to get my glasses on. Yes. Contacts is one of my goals this year. You won't see my glasses later in the year. Help you find the right investment. That's easy. Oh, Harold, it was Harold. Yeah, you won the game for 50% off. So make sure you grab it. Make sure if you don't know how to get it or have a certain address you want us to send it to, just call our office and say, I won the game. I got 50% off. So our game's $149. So it's around $75, Harold. And then we'll get it sent out to you. I'll even autograph it with my little name on it. And we'll all stay in touch. So stay here because we're doing another $75,000 in discount prizes, gifts, like before the end of our call. Before we jump into the content, because my goal tonight is to give you a variety of tools. Before we go there, though, we're going to give five amazing people who are here waiting in queue to be here on time because we want you to stay committed. So, Steve, if you want to announce those or ask the team if you need another minute to pick them, we're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card for showing up, being committed, and being on time. So do we have those winners yet, Steve?
Not yet. We're finalizing. Just need a couple more minutes.
Okay. Just interrupt me as we get into it, and we will we'll get that out to you guys. So we'll do that in a moment. Let me go to the next slide and talk about some homework. So one of the things I asked you to do in the call on the 14th, and if you missed it, it was the first of the 21-day series. So I would suggest the easiest way to, you know, to go back and get everything is to just re-sign up for the 21 days. So if you felt the 21 days was great and you want to go again and deepen it using the tools I'm giving you tonight, go again, listen to the first call because I'm not going to repeat. I'm not one of those instructors where you hear the same message over and over. You're going to hear the same millionaire message, you know, living corporate life message, but we're not going to repeat activities like that we know you need to be doing. So a SWOT analysis is something that I cannot encourage you. This is one of the greatest tools. We do it in business. In fact, we're having a team meeting on Monday. We'll be our just kind of getting really, really, really set meeting of our commitments from last year. And we'll do it in our business. So in our business, I mean, what are the strengths? What are our opportunities? What's our, what is our weaknesses? What are our threats? Right now, everyone's threat personal, business, and again, we want it integrated. That's why I have one SWOT analysis. Because given who you are, you come with strengths and weaknesses, right? You come with opportunities and threats. So don't think that you can be this person out here and then go over here and say, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and be in business. And all of a sudden, magically, you know, your personal behavior is not going to get, and your personal habits aren't going to get all tangled into it. Your personal habits are going to tangle all this up. So the reason you're not doing what you want to do in business and money is because of you. So it all comes from personal responsibility, no victim stuff. Oh, somebody did that to me. Somehow you caused that. And that's a huge, for some of you, that's the big esoteric conversation and it's way out there. But for those of you who really get what I'm talking about manifesting and generating, you got to take responsibility. What am I doing that's causing the strength to happen even more? What am I doing to causing like the weaknesses? I'll just get to the weaknesses. You're doing things that you don't want to do. You're probably procrastinating. I always say procrastination does not need to exist in the world at all. It can be 100% eliminated because you either don't want to do it or you're no good at it. So in either case, it has to get done, whatever it is. So you hire it. And then the next big excuse, oh, but I don't know, make enough money. Well, you're all going to have an opportunity to get a 1,000 is what our total is, but we're giving away $7,500 scholarships to 10 of you that qualify. So we're going to tell you how to do that in a moment. So if you've not done this, this is an amazing team activity. First of all, I would have you do it personally. Like if I had our whole team, and maybe we'll add this to our Monday meeting, guys. But like personally, I know what my strengths are. I'm really good at about 3 to 5 things. I mean, I'm really good at them because I strengthened my strengths for decades and I hire my weaknesses. I'm always up here, not down here, looking, you know, my hands are not on the keyboard. My hands are up here talking to people, connecting with people because I'm looking for opportunities. And the threat is this recession. This threat is real. It is not, it is coming hot off the press in 2024. The presidential election is not helping at all. It's going to cause even more hell for the planet. Because if you don't think America has a little influence, and given the corruption that's gone on, it's quite interesting how that's all going to work out. But our biggest threat is not only that we're in a recession, but specifically, we have high interest rates. We have inflation that's not going to stop for at least another 18 to 24 months. So I don't know if you've noticed, if you've gone to the grocery store, if you've gone to buy things, or even like your Christmas holiday spending, if you've noticed, it's not hard to have the same basket of food and it costs twice as much. So it's real and it's serious. So how can everything double in price if you aren't doubling your income? Like part of what I want you to also do this year, and again, I hope you have a journal and writing a lot of notes down. I want you to really start like journaling about a lot of these things, like journal about the threats, journal about your opportunities. What do you see? And if you see an opportunity, why didn't you jump and say yes? See, a lot of you process an opportunity with the impact or the thought of, well, I have to do it. No, I don't have to do a thing. I can lead it and I'll hire everybody else who knows how to do it. Like I'm in a very, you know, amazing marijuana project. And Nevada's a legal state, so it's recreational and medical effective, like immediately. And I don't know how to grow weed. I don't know anything about the nutrients or soil. I don't know about the environment. So I hired some of the best growers in the world. So a lot of you do not have, write these two words down. What you have to do once you do a SWOT analysis is out of this, it should inform you who you should be hiring. Right? You're going to hire people to do your weaknesses. So when an opportunity comes in the future, you're going to say, I can do that, because you're going to find the best experts in the world to do it. And you're going to lead it. Right? My whole family has a funny story about, you know, what does your mom do? And she just says, my daughter, when she was 5 or 6, she said, my mom doesn't do anything. She just tells everybody else what to do. And there's a lot of truth to that. But I'm leading lots of teams, which gives you a lot of capacity to lean on other people's strengths, right? That are part of a team that get to play. So do this, please. And again, to take a screenshot of it, if there's some way you want to lay it out differently, like I don't care that you don't use my tools exactly the way I lay them out. I want to use the tools that are going to work for you and your team and your family. And your family is your team. Whether you've included them or not, well, you know, that's up to you. Mine is a very inclusive family. My kids know everything about what we do, how we own it, what we're doing, like all of it. So next slide, do we have five winners yet?
We have four. Do we want to go with those first and then let the last one trickle in?
Let's give some gifts away. We want to be abundant in all of our thinking as we go through this. So let's have four and team help contribute out there. I know Rebecca, Laura, Omar, Sandy help contribute to that input.
Perfect. All righty. So for this is for $50 Amazon gift cards. What you want to do is you need to email me. So I'm going to put my email, steve@askiws.com in the chat. You need to email me and say, hey, I was on the Integrated Life Challenge and I won a $50 gift card. So that way I can email this out to you. Our winners so far, first one is Jose Gumps. Jose Gumps, you are a winner. Margaret Bastion, you are a winner. Jamie Gonzalez, I believe that's how you pronounce your name. It's Y-E-I-M-A-I-E, Jamie Gonzalez. And Artin Hoxa, I hope I pronounced your names correctly. You're all winners of a $50 Amazon gift card. Make sure you email me, steve@askiws.com, and we'll go ahead and get a couple more winners out there in just a moment.
Okay, just jump right in. So again, the 21-day challenge is going to become evergreen, which means if you've enjoyed it or you want to go back through it. And again, this is just a tool. Like what I want you to think about is we give a lot of tools. We give a lot of blueprints. There's certain parts of the blueprint that I'm going to tell you are not negotiable. Like how we make you a millionaire isn't really negotiable. The components of that, they're not negotiable. You will live corporate life. You will have a trust. You will have proper life insurance. You will go on business trips. You're never going on a vacation again. You will use good debt. Those are things that are not negotiable. But how you use tools, for example, like I learned a lot of this from Bob Proctor and Zig Ziglar, you know, all the success guys, Jim Rohn, like all the guys with a lot of success principles. And when you really went through, like I went through so many goal setting things and like, how do you do it? You got to own it. You got to make it yours. So no one's offended if you like change the way you're thinking about it. So for some of you who's, you know, I think it was Margaret or someone who said, well, I've done a lot of it. All right, well, let's pick the four or five things that you want to do at a deeper level and just focus on those for 21 days. You don't have to do everything I say for the 21 days. I did this to open up your creativity and see all the areas of your life you may or might not be focused on yet. So let's just go back through them really quick as a review. And let's see, I got to move my chat bar over so I can read them all off to you. All right. So again, establish your baseline is always about, like, I think you should be doing that weekly. That's a financial. If you're in business with a lot of transactions, you should be doing it daily. I change the word as you get into our community, and you need to be really managing your cash flow every day. And if you don't have cash flow to manage every day, you're not making money and you're paying your bills wrong. Guaranteed. Like, I just know that's your problem. Like, I only need to hear parts of your conversation. I can tell you your problem probably almost within 90% accuracy. Some of you say, well, that's kind of arrogant. And I bet you don't know my problems. Based on the way you talk, you speak out loud your problems. It's so obvious. Like, how many of you, back to the chat, let's do this. How many of you are, you know, you're experts, like you're really good at what you do. Right. And like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's not just being intuitive. You know, like if somebody says this or this and this is happening in my health, because you're really good at nutrition and wellness or, you know, whatever you're doing, you know that you could be like, oh, that's the problem. Like, that's the thing that's blocking them or having that result not happen. All right. You guys know. The thing I got to say, though, is the only reason you don't have the revenue that people that are your competitors have is because you're not doing team right, systems right, which is also including marketing and your sales. You're just not doing a few activities that pretty much are not negotiable. If you're unwilling to market and sell, you probably should just keep a job. You're going to have to, number two, identify ways to increase your income and think tangentially, like how else could I increase my revenue based on the thing I'm doing? How could I provide more value is another question to ask yourself. Right. So for those of you who, again, that did the challenge, I'm giving you a lot of, you know, language to think through. Like, if you just took on how to ways to increase your revenue, here's what you could do. Just pick that one. I picked number two right behind it, number three, and binge watch my YouTube. I put them together and say, all right, for the next 21 days, I'm going to watch Lil's YouTube channel and I'm going to have come up every day with a new way to create income and generate more opportunities to serve other people's lives. and notice my language isn't to go get sales to serve me. It's to increase opportunities and value to others to serve your life, right? So just take that on for 21 days, right? So this is a little spin on what I told you in December, because now I want you to go over and over and over, because when you make this a habit of challenging yourself for your personal best, not looking side to side, like I don't look side to side. I don't know. I do know, because I know like a lot of the people who are in my space, my money and business and real estate space, I know them. I know their revenues. I know that as a woman, I've out exceeded majority of the men ever in my space that ever existed, because they spent their money on lifestyle and I've spent mine on assets. And that's really the difference. It's not, I'm rigorous about it. But my point is I don't compare myself this way. I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? I look at what are you doing from how could I learn from you? I don't look at you like, well, I'm going to go out and beat you. No, I'm going to beat myself. I did this. Now watch this. I did this. Now watch this. It's about becoming your personal best. And how do you use these challenges to do that? Health and spiritual rituals. They're my highest values. So I can't imagine, believe it. They are number one and number two, spirituality, number one, integrity, honesty is all right behind it. And health is right there. And you know, it is a absolute deep value in yourself. If like you can't, and I'm going to counter my say, but you can't not do it. Like it's just who you are. You got to get up and move. You've got to, like for me, I got to ski. I do hot yoga now. Like there's just something that drives you, because it's part of who you are. Like I've integrated it. Some of you, it's like a thing you have to do. So it's probably not a value, but it's an important thing to do. So then you got to put it into your actions and your task, and you got to put it in your calendar. Right? Again, create an integrated calendar. Don't have a business calendar, personal calendar, have a calendar. And your family should know what's going on in your calendar. My kids know when I'm traveling. I know where they're traveling, right? I know all about that. Family financial planning. You're going to do it as a group, right? All the way down to 3, 4, 5 years old, they can contribute. They can. They can get their first little businesses. My kids did. They're 4 years old. They have their own little companies. Cute little stuff like building little paper wallets or having a smoothie business. I drove by like through our a little close neighborhood the other day, and it was really cute. There was a little girl at one side having a little lemonade stand, and somebody else was selling brownies. And right, it's just like that. Like just get them thinking that I don't have to go to a job to make money. I can actually be an entrepreneur and serve people. Dream big together with your family. So I am still a huge fan. I love vision boards. We do ours on cut out what looks like a stocking, a Christmas stocking. And in fact, we're still in the process of that because my son's on his way back from Tennessee. And we talk a lot of what happened in 2023, what was great, what were your lessons, what'd you learn, and how do you use that to now define 2024? And I like this whole activity that I'm taking you through, my kids have gone through since they were 3. Like, and now all of their friends are like, I have to do what? Like, my daughter's so fun. She looks at her best friend. She said, it's called goal setting. I've been doing it since I was 3, and you need to learn to do it. You're 19 years old. And my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, she will do it. So like, we all do it. It's just a thing. Cause and part of the dream big and the sharing your goals is to have them support you. Like, hey, I know you wanted this year. Right. Like the other day, my daughter's like, you know, supported me getting, you know, up earlier and even going to yoga again. She's like, Mom, I know you love it. I know you hate it while you're there, but you love it. And it's going to help you get your goals. Super supportive, super like, you got to go. So I say this not to any bragging thing. I need you to hear my language pattern. So many of you don't communicate accurately and positively with your family. You don't include them. They probably don't know what you do. You want to engage in the community activities. Right. There's nothing better than like being in some community activity, whatever you're doing. Have family health days. Right. Ours is skiing. We're going out, you know, like they're coming home and we're going to teach my soon to be daughter-in-law how to ski. She's a Southern Georgia girl. So she's going to learn to love snow. Yeah. She's going to get on some planks. So that'll be a couple health days. We do that all the time. Learn something new together. Right. What do you all want to learn? Like maybe it's a language. Maybe you want to go to a new country. Maybe whatever you want to learn together. Teach financial literacy. So how do you teach it? You get my game, get Monopoly, get my game, get the cash flow game. Sharon Lecter has a very cool game. I don't know that she's producing it anymore, called Thrive Time. So just be part of having financial literacy. Use my YouTube channel for it. Like, have that be part of what you're doing. Start a family project and a goal. What do you want? I have a family in Alaska. They're moving out of their house. I love this goal. And they're making their original house, because they have a huge property, they're making their original house like a bed and breakfast, which in Alaska, that is a big thing. Like, I love B&B, and when I go through Alaska for lots of reasons. And then they're going to build their own, you know, dream house. But they're going to be funding it by putting their original house into a B&B, which is bed and breakfast. Practice mindfulness, just being mindful of each other. And again, when you do a SWOT analysis together, you know your family, your kids, your parents, you know their strengths, their weaknesses, right? And you're not making fun about them. You're helping them strengthen their strengths and support their weaknesses. Really, as an adult, you need to hire them. Explore family history. For some of you, that's kind of interesting to go all the way back. Teach each other skills. Some people are better at other things, so be part of that. Express gratitude. Always have a gratitude journal. That's a whole nother way that I use this. We've had a gratitude journal again since my kids were three. And when we have dinners together, we have to say three things that we're grateful for. And nobody can say the same thing. You can't say, well, I'm grateful for my health and my whatever, right? Whatever they're talking about. It has to be. So for there's three of us around the table, there's 9 points of gratitude that come forward. You discuss goals. You know, future goals as a family. What do you all want? Again, go on adventures or travel, even hikes. Get a side-by-side, learn dirt biking. I don't know what you all want to learn. Share your work with your family. Like, what is this that you do? How do you change lives? What is it that you're, you know, committed to? Start a family fitness challenge and reflect, celebrate your journey at all times. So come back through it. So Steve, if you want to give a link, actually, and we're going to be sending out a follow-up email. So Steve, I'll do that with you right after, because I want a very specific email reminding you, and Austin, take some notes on this. This will be one thing we want you guys to do, is to re-sign up for the 21-day challenge. So we'll be putting the link. We'll be listing the 2011 prizes as one of the things. So we'll follow up with that. We'll give you a SWOT analysis template. Will be another one we'll do. And we'll put this back up and have you re-sign for 21 days and do it again and again and again and start being the leader of your family. So, Steve, do we have any other gifts to give? Because now we're going to like really roll up our sleeves. We've got some really cool tools of how to complete 2023. We're putting it to bed. It's time. It's the 4th of January. And it's time to make some new commitments. So go to the next slide and let people read the slide while you announce the commitments.
Yep, absolutely. So our final winner of the night for a $50 Amazon gift card is Maria Wilson. So go ahead and email me to steve@askiws.com, and I'll make sure and get that out to you digitally. Now, make sure that you're emailing me correctly. It's Steve, S-T-E-V-E, at ask, A-S-K, I as in ice cream, W as in walrus, as in Sam.com for me to get that out to you.
That's funny. I've never heard you say that before, Steve. That's cute. So good job. And again, stay to the end. For those of you that joined a little later, we are giving 10 people a $7,500 scholarship towards new tuition to help you get your commitments and your goals this year. I love Zig Ziglar. Did a lot of work. We do a lot of work. Tom has actually become a great leader trainer in our big table in our community. He's been with us at several events, will continue to be with us. And I love his dad, travels with his father, Zig, who was just like in my, you know, early 20s, just like jaw dropping to watch him from the stage, taught me a ton. And I love this. One of my favorite sayings around managing your commitment. It was character that got you out of bed. It was the commitment that moved you into action, and discipline that enabled us to follow through. So when I say the word discipline, I want you to write down a few other words. There's persistence. There's repetition. I mean, I'm talking repetition, which is why I like our 21-day challenge. And I like adding that into what we're teaching all of you, because you can't just show up once and think it's all going to be magically going to happen. Like, you have some really old stuff in your DNA and in your habits and your behaviors that are driving you. So persistence and repetition. And again, it's got to be driven by that level of commitment. So make sure you go back to a few dates. I just want to, you know, throw out is next week on Tuesday is our next Ask Laurel. So if you want to be an Ask Laurel, ask me any question, make any request. You can do it as just a free come to go to AskLaurel.com and ask any question, make a request, or you can become a member where you actually come to the phone calls. And then the biggest thing I want you all to repeat, if income, how many of you, so pick between, I'm just going to give you three things. How many of you need to increase your income? How many of you need to reduce your taxes? How many of you need to increase your investments and your return on investments, because we're heading into recession. And some of you, my God, I feel like your life would scare me. I wouldn't even be able to sleep, because some of you, you literally own real estate that is going to topple, and why you didn't get rid of it or come up with a new plan, it's shocking to me. So please, team out there, Austin, Chrissy, all of you that are out there, there's a huge team out here in our office. Write these goals down. Let's take this section, right? So again, your three choices are mostly increase income. So I know you need all three, but what one do you want the most? So I'm going to ask it more clearly. Do you need more? Do you need income, reduce taxes, and better investments? Because let's just be honest, in common sense, right? Have some common sense. If you don't increase your income, why do your taxes matter as much? Because you don't have any more money to pay tax on, and you don't have any more money to invest. So in sequence, income is first. So if you don't have enough money because you want these other things, you got to focus on making money, which is where our scholarships of $7,500 are going to be focused, is on income, a lot more income, because that changes everything. All right. So let's go through a few tools as we walk through this. And we're going to, like, let's jump into the next one, Steve. And I love this. This came out of, I think it's the Atomic Habits, right? Great book. Lots of great books out right now. Amazing books. A lot of them are, you know, repeat with some spins. But I love this. Is you don't rise up to your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And the reason I love it is it supports our narrative. Because we know that if you don't have a team and you don't have systems, you're not going to win. And some of you, you are so stubborn. You think you're going to do this by yourself. You're a sole proprietor. You still haven't gotten incorporated. You haven't gone to our millionaire intensives. Our millionaire intensives, I mean, we've got by the January 18th, which is our next one. So write that down. January 18th from 10 to 6 p.m. Pacific. We are nearly 600 people registered. So we still have a few more weeks to market, which we're going to be all in. So I mean, if we get to 800-900 people, I would assume 250 to 300 would show up. That's a really good show rate, and it's normal for us. And you have a marketplace for 3 hours. So I would go to our calendar back at our Integrated Wealth Systems website, and I would make sure I'm at every millionaire intensive. And even if you come towards the afternoon to work on your business and then be in the marketplace, why wouldn't you come get free leads from me? I'm the only place in the world that allows you to take a name, phone number, and email out of my Zoom call. We teach you how to do it because I want you to get clients. I want you to make money, because when you make money, you do everything else with us. You get it. You're like, okay, I got it. I got the heart. It is the hardest thing to figure out. I can tell you that of everything I've ever learned, learning how to invest, figure outable. Learning, you know, how to reduce your taxes, figure out, like, there's a lot that's figure outable. You having to learn to drive a team and get your systems in place to drive revenue, because we're so employee trained, is the hardest jump of your life. And once you can get to 100,000, which your 100,000 is the hardest damn money to ever make, then like 250, 300, 500, a million is right around the corner. If you can do 100, you can do a million. And for those of you who are stuck at 100, let's go for that million. I'll help you get there. It's team, systems, marketing, sales, and that's what, and lack of cash flow management. So there's about four or five things that screw this up. But I love the saying, because you do, like, you fall to the level of your systems. And a lot of people say, well, you fall to the level of your psychology. Well, not really. You can kind of prop that up by hanging out with really positive, you know, driven people. And one thing I got to say about that, just as you build your calendar and you're looking at some of the tools we're giving you tonight for you to employ and put in your life, having a calendar is critical. If you feel stuck one day, but you're insistent on working in your home office, well, first of all, your home doesn't have any customers. Your home probably doesn't allow customers to come park at your place. You don't have any signage or marketing on the outside. So out of your comfort and convenience, you are compromising, in my opinion, because I have had brick and mortar since 2000. I got my first office, and I have never been out of an office. And I love our team being here because it's quick, it's fast. All this virtual work, and everybody's got their opinion about virtual work and how fast they can go. I can promise you what this team at Integrated Wealth does in 1 week is what most people maybe could get done in a month, probably 3 months. because we're efficient, we're effective, we sequence, we drop the right balls, we stay on point, and we work with teams and systems. So I love this because you're not going to rise up and motivate yourself to be like amazing. And I don't have any pixie dust to help motivate you. You have to want this more than you want what you have. And until you get that driven and you want that grind and you say, I'm going for it at all costs, then you're ready. Then you're ready. Then you're qualified. And let's go run. But if you're like, well, excuse me, I want my goal, but I want to do it in the comfort of my whatever you say. One sec. I got to get a little cough drop. I got a little talking so much and talking so quick. So I want you to not rise up to your goals. I want you to set proper goals. So let's go into that. Before we go there, though, Steve, are we going to show them our Don't Move Without Money? Or is this the where we're going to show them what they wanted?
Yes. So I have a quick poll that I'm going to launch. And so if you guys want a little bit of back history to what this is, we launched our merch store late last year in December 2023. And those of you that joined us in our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I'll put that back in, we're going to keep that up here during the event. And then we may keep that up again, you know, maybe during the weekend and decide how long that'll stay up there. Well, some of the prizes that you can win inside of that are deep discounts to a lot of the merch. One of the most popular ideas that came from the community was putting Laurelisms, which is what Laurel says a lot of the time, on t-shirts and mugs and some other things. Exactly. So one of my favorite ones is You Don't Move Without Money, because I used to be the type of person that would be in a meeting, have somebody just pick my brain over coffee, and then I would just give them everything. I gave them all the gold, and at the end of the meeting they would say, hey, thank you so much for having, you know, this time with us, and we have a lot to go work on now, so bye-bye, we'll go later. And I wouldn't get paid. So switching your vernacular and how you meet with people to, yes, I can help you with this, and once we get started and you pay me, then we can get going. So we have 15 top Laurelisms, and what we want you to do is pick your favorite five. So you should see a poll pop up on the screen. There's 15 Laurelisms. Pick your top five. These are the ones that we're going to launch or relaunch in our store, and give you some options so that you can get, you know, t-shirts or a hoodie or a mug or other type of merchandise from our store. So I'll leave that poll up and rolling, and turn it back over to you, Laurel.
Thank you. And so while you guys are coming up and just picking, because we have 15 of them, so pick your top five, and then we're going to take the top five. Is there a second part of this that asks them to put on the five pieces of merch? Are we going to give them that option, or are we going to let them have what they want?
For right now, pick the top five, and then what we'll do is we're going, the cool thing about our merch store is it allows us to pick the best sellers in terms of actual merchandise. So we know that t-shirts are popular. We know that mugs are popular. We have this cool drawstring bag. We'll do an email out to all of you when we pick the actual products. And then from there, we're going to give you an awesome discount to try some of those products yourself. And if you have a request that you would like to see on a particular product, we'll come back and we'll go back to everybody and say, hey, we have a request for this Laurelism on this product. Who wants it? Let's take some pre-orders and we'll get it out to everybody.
Perfect. So while you guys are finishing this, Steve, I guess, is there a place coming up that we talked last time we polled you for what topics you wanted in 2024? Do you have some of those results handy, which you just kind of speak to? Because we really listen to those. So we gave you a poll of the top topics that you might want for us to like really focus on in 2024. I know the recession was a big one. Learning to make money is always one. How do you invest in this recession was a big one. Was there any other big themes that, and you can always just put it in the chat or go to Ask Laurel and say, hey, you know what? I'm not finding really great content about XYZ. Can you produce some, you know, content about that?
Yep, absolutely. So let me go ahead and get that slide up here in just a moment. Okay. We had a couple of items that we did in our poll. Those of you that joined us in our launch of the Integrated Life Challenge, we asked you, hey, what would you like to see in 2024? And a lot of the topics included tax strategies, or they included events. There's also self-directed IRAs, things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and put these up really quick and see if I can get these big enough so everybody can view them on the screen. I'll go ahead and read them off too. So that way we can see what was chosen. So let me go ahead and pop this up here really quick. In the meantime, while that's getting prepped, Laurel, is there, those of you that are here, jump into the chat and based off of some of those that we've actually mentioned already, like tax strategies, entity and corporate structures, maybe just self-directed accounts, legacy planning, real estate tours, AI, what is something that interests you the most in 2024 to add not only to your workflow, but also to your education structure, so that way you can actually get that going for yourself?
I'm going to get my chat back up.
All right, awesome. So we got a lot of you in the chat jumping in there. We got tax strategies, we got AI, focus on marketing. Here's the poll that we did. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen really quick. Based off of your wants for 2024, I believe the number one topic that you're interested in the most is business planning and financial baselines. So Laurel, tell us a little bit more about what that is and how we'll be providing that more in 2024.
Absolutely. And we're going to take it to another level. You just heard me say, you know, take your 21-day integrated life challenge to another level. We're going to take that to another level. So my probably best work was called Building, Leading, Protecting Your Business. It was a 4-hour business plan, how to really deepen structuring a plan. I did it a long time ago. Digital marketing has changed everything around marketing. So we're going to be going deeper into more marketing strategies, faster ways for you to produce just results in your life for your business. And how do you find revenue quick? A lot of you are in this really stuck position. And part of it is your employee thinking, right? That you have to know everything. You have to know every detail before you move. No, you just start moving. So there's a, just the flow to being a great entrepreneur, where you make a lot up, you attempt a lot of things, you don't take it personally. So we're going to go into deeper business planning, more cash flow. I think a lot of you really don't understand cash flow or how to pay what I call forecasting, how to pay your bills. We're never going to tell you to go on a budget. I'm not a fan of a budget ever. But how you pay your bills by what company? So if you had, say, two companies and you personally, and if you do not have companies, you haven't even begun the game with us. Got to talk to one of our strategists. So what do you pay for? What should company one and company two pay for? And until you can really figure out how and when you pay bills to manage cash flow and improve your income, you know, to it and your inputs, you know, your inputs and outputs have got to get, you have to own it. So many of you don't own the business of your business, right? You just hand it to a bookkeeper, an accountant, or you hand it to somebody else because you only want to do the one thing. If you're the owner, you've got to learn enough about all of it to oversee it. So we're going to be doing a lot more of that. Legacy planning, we've already planned four. We're going to do legacy families. We did one last year. We called it Legacy Builders, and I changed the name because I like legacy families better. We are going to bring you the self-directed IRA people more. They are always with us at the at our big tables. And, you know, taxes and entities are what we're known for. How to really use them, it's my wheelhouse, man. I love those too. So what we're going to do probably a little differently is you're going to be invited to calls specifically about these topics where you can come and join to learn more just about these in like 45 minute to maybe an hour format. So quicker, faster, and more of it. Things that we already have in play is fast cash coaching. Like if you really need to understand fast cash, I mean, you're talking to the one of the gentlemen who leads it. So Steve Thomas on my team, Thomas has been the GM. Many of you have been to our Millionaire Intensive. If you haven't, the Millionaire Intensive is life-changing. It will change your life January 18th. So make sure that you plan on doing that. So we take this extremely seriously and we plan it into our curriculum. So yes, we have some stock things we do. We do Ask Laurels every month. We're going to do legacy families on a regular basis. Every month we have a Millionaire Intensive so we can really teach you what it takes to be a millionaire. And more importantly, you get a marketplace to sell and make money. So I'm giving you 12 opportunities a year this year just to come get leads from me, and in our formats teach you how to make money and like break through. My hope for all of you that have never made $100,000 as an entrepreneur is that you make it. You actually get it done and you make it, because it'll change your life. It's going to change your confidence. It's going to change everything. So that's where we're headed this year. And again, at any time, I mean, given what goes on with the recession, I mean, that's again how nimble we are. What goes on with the recession, we'll see what happens, you know, as we go into the election. Like, things change. So what's different about us than other organizations is we just don't have stock content. Like, we also adjust the content to what's going on in the world, in the market, the economies. We got four wars going on. I mean, there's a lot going on. Like, you got to navigate and you got to be able to make smart decisions. Like, should you buy real estate right now? I don't know. I mean, certain kinds of real estate, I'm a yes, and more kinds of real estate, I'm a no. And depending on where you live, because Biden allows this lovely squatter rights thing to go on, and some of the governors, no, there are some states I would never own real estate, and I would run, and I would have ran out the minute the laws were passed. And somebody said, "Well, I didn't even know the law went on." Again, where's your attention all the time? A lot of you, how much attention do you have to your business every day? How much attention does your wealth building get? Does it get you once a month on a one hour meeting you have with yourself or your bookkeeper? And then that's all the attention to money and business you're going to give yourself. And that's the very thing that drives the infrastructure of your family. Like, why aren't you giving it more attention? Why does it get, you know, so far down here, you know, but, you know, going to Disneyland, you know, trumps it. Like, you're where are your priorities of what you want? And there's a correlation. One of the things we don't ask about, but I do, and Austin, if you want to take a note on this, because I do want to teach this specifically to the big table people, is the correlation of your action to a result. See, a lot of you set a goal and you have a result that you want. You want this, but what you're doing is never going to get you there. Like, never. And I see that, like, that's just one of those other gifts of just patterns. Like, this behavior will never get you this at all. Like, it's not even possible. And you say, well, you can't be so negative. No, it's experience. It's 27 years of doing this. And so the faster you can see that what you do during the day and how you sequence, meaning the thing you do today, does it move the needle for you, your family, your checkbook, right, your income, or is it just being busy? And a lot of you know how to be really busy, because being an employee is usually really busy. But are you getting to the result quickly, as fast as you can? And then getting smart enough to say, now I have enough wisdom because I've been mentored and guided that I can shortcut 10 steps because I know how to get to the result and I don't have to do all those things because I know how to go there. Like, that's the stuff I love to teach and I want to teach you. But you got to get your base. You got to get the baseline done. Like, if you don't have the foundation, all that stuff is fun to learn. It's sexy to learn. It's great conversations, but it's not going to be useful for you because you don't have any home to put all that knowledge in. So you got to get your home base fixed. And that is how we start with every one of our clients, is getting that home base fixed, your companies, your trust, your all the things I've talked about. So again, January 18th, Millionaire Intensive, we expect to see you all there. Steve, our Laurelisms, what are our top five?
All right. Looks like, based off of what we have going on right now, our top Laurelism is say yes, then figure out how. So that's number one. Number two is a man is not a plan. That's number two. Number three is focus on your gifts. That's where your success lies. And then it looks like number four is stop disqualifying yourself. And then the last one is so what, now what?
Yeah. I love my so what, now what, because a lot of you live in the past. And so what, now what is about, so what happened to you? So what, how you grew up? So what, you had whatever parents? So what, that you, whatever, got divorced, became a single parent, like all that stuff. A lot of that stuff's happened to me too. I'm in the middle of a exciting divorce right now. It's so what? Now what are you gonna do about it? And that's where you start living in a new creative space, is being curious, being out, being available to other people.
Thanks for listening to the Real Money Talks podcast. Your host has been Laurel Langmire, author of 5 New York Times bestsellers, money expert on Dr. Phil, CNN, CNBC, The Street TV, Fox News, and The View. Want to learn more about off-Wall Street investing, tax strategies, and multi-million dollar business strategies? Visit liveoutloud.com/podcast for past episodes, show notes, and resources. for some special wealth building gifts only for Laurel's podcast listeners, visit liveoutloud.com/podcast gifts. Do you have a burning question for Laurel? Visit asklaurel.com to submit your question, and it may just be covered on a podcast episode. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to get new episodes every week.